I guess I would just start by thanking Walter for bringing us all here together. And thank you for coming. I know this tends to go on for a while, but I'm the last speaker, so thanks for your patience. I've been thinking about this talk for some time, and I just, before I talk a little bit about my work, this is a tulip vase of mine made about 3 years ago. I just jotted down some notes about some sort of general thoughts about the field. Ceramics, and some of these things have been talked about already. Ceramics is a broad and often unmappable field of art, practice, and theory. The question of what the field is and how we can understand its parameters seem to be an important part of the conversation today. I suppose this question is not new and has in fact been present for a few decades. The difference might be our approach to the question. What do we as makers of objects, sculpture, installation art, etc., imagine is the role of this material in contemporary life? And I guess in some ways I'm interested in this question of contemporary and newness having to do with what something looks like, so whether an artist's work looks new or looks contemporary, versus this idea that an artist's practice might be contemporary and their work might reflect other thoughts. Some of us would rather make the work than talk about it. As visual artists, this may be a natural instinct. However, we are also drawn into dialogue and discourse, the wonderful surge of understanding and realization that occurs through the desire to sort through the complexity and arrive, if only for a moment, at some form of mutual shared understanding. I would also like to take a moment to mention that when I think of defining and understanding some aspects of the current field of ceramics, there are mixed emotions. The sheer broadness of the field creates both confusion and also unparalleled freedoms. Again, I don't want to reiterate these ideas that have already been stated quite eloquently, but perhaps to give them a different type of context. Perhaps trying to explain or discuss the field of contemporary ceramics, and I suppose one could say contemporary art, to somebody outside of that practice or outside of the field is not unlike trying to explain to an outsider the motives, anxieties, desires of a foreign culture. Perhaps it is too big, too foreign, too multifaceted. However, I think it's something that we all try to do. And one place for dialogue to start may be in finding similarities, similarities between what we perceive as the other and ourselves. So that conversation may be between the maker and the viewer and the art, the ceramic artist and the non-media specific artist, the traditional and the non-traditional practitioner. Clay is the material I use. And to sort of go into a little bit more about my own thinking about my work, there are two main points I would like to discuss in relation to my work in the field of ceramics in general. One has to do with representation, and the other has to do with history. First, I would like to discuss the notion of looking back, not in terms of the past. I would like to suggest that one could substitute the word knowledge for the word history. Anyone who explores history for ideas, stories, styles is seeking knowledge. This is a slide from the Art Nouveau period in Europe. The Art Nouveau artists are unabashedly looking backward. But they are not looking back in a straight line. They are looking across cultures to see how artists have interpreted nature. And they are reinterpreting, appropriating techniques and ideas to create a new style. This new style was an attempt to create artwork that could inspire change in the world and span the space between the individual and collective experience. The past was used to redefine the present. In many ways, this defined its newness, the way it looked. It looked new. And in some ways, that's how we will tend to look at Art Nouveau works. We can sort of place it in a moment in time. I find that to be quite interesting. Art Nouveau artists looked extensively at Japanese art, often thought to be the primary influence of their work, but there were other influences. I want to discuss for a moment the abstraction of the Islamic artist. Islamic art was another major influence of the Art Nouveau movement. Just like ceramics, I would suggest that Islamic art is too broad and complex to make generalizations about. What interests me is the way that representation of the natural world, science, text, has been interpreted and abstracted into pattern, sometimes geometric, sometimes arabesque. And there are moments in Islamic art where one can see a direct influence on certain movements like Art Nouveau and other late 19th and early 20th century movements. The sophistication of the Islamic art and expression is varied and broad. Natural forms are observed, and reduced to simple shapes. These shapes refer to the natural and the organic, and yet evoke a sense of structure and order. They allow for a universal form of conversation. Their universality presents an opportunity for the general and the unique. Looking past the fluidity of the arabesque and the hard edges of the geometric pattern fields that were seen in the functional pot and in the ceiling of the mosque, one also can find the figure, humor, playfulness, and even the erotic. Examples of figures in Islamic art can be found in Persian miniatures and in paintings. This is a painting from the Qajar era in Iran in the early 20th century. This raises questions about perception and representation. There also lies the question of ornament. One can find both visual and conceptual connections between Art Nouveau and Islamic art. What interests me in an object like this is this wonderful merging of form, function, and ornament. In many ways, that's how I approach my own studio practice. This is a truck from Afghanistan. I just want to pause for a moment to talk a little bit about pattern and function, and also these tulip vases. This was a series I started probably in 2000, and it's something I'm still working on. Just a thought about ornament. Ornament is decoration in which the visual pleasure of form significantly outweighs the communicative value of content. That's a quote from James Trilling, who wrote a book called... Ornament on Modernism. Modern ornament? No. Sorry. Pattern and function can be universal, democratic, accessible, immediate, and familiar. Pattern and ornament are words that describe embellishment that are applied to but not necessarily integral to the design or meaning of the form. What interests me again in that thought is this idea that this sort of story that I know of the tulip vase, the story that I have investigated and done extensive research about, and yet I don't feel like that story is necessarily... I suppose the viewer can understand the story, but they don't need to know it to have an appreciation or an interaction with the work. And I think that's a really important aspect of ornament and functional pottery. One can understand the vase in terms of the object, the pleasure and joy of looking at this obscure object that was made to hold a precious flower that was stolen from the Middle East and smuggled to Europe. The tulip vase is a sculptural form that allows me to gather all of my interests. This is the object that allows me to layer my ideas from the various histories, cultures, and time periods into a sculptural object. I can be the historian and the artist, drawing attention to the parts of the story that I think have been forgotten or overlooked. The complexity of the story of the vase has changed as the flower moved through different cultures. And I actually have written a sort of my reinterpretation of the history of this object. The story of the tulip vase. The tulip is a wildflower said to originate in Western and Central Asia, mainly Armenia and Persia. The origin of the word tulip is unknown. One explanation for the name tulip is its resemblance to the headgear worn by Persians, the turban. The turban was also written as toliban, which is translated into Latin as tulipa. In 17th century Holland, tulip bulbs were sold for the price prices of good houses. The rise of tulip madness led to the creation of idiosyncratic Dutch objects that became the tulip vase. Functional utilitarian pots have proved to be the most challenging, rewarding, and sustaining path for my artistic inquiry. The functional object is the vehicle for my creative expression. And what interests me about the functional pot is that it can be about something, and at the same time, it can be the thing itself. In other words, here is an art form that is both the representation of the thing and the thing itself. What is the content of work that relies on pattern and function? I work with historical archetypes and reinterpret associations and references through the interaction of function, ornament, and pattern. I use pattern and ornament to define form and allude to a story without illustrating it. I embed pattern into my pots. Instead of sitting on the surface, I want to feel that the pattern is not an afterthought or addition. Rather, I want the form to speak to an equality of form and surface. Perhaps the surface pattern is ultimately what defines the form. A few years back, I found this image from a book on Moroccan architecture. And this is a sort of line drawing that was made from a very complex architectural building. And I made a silk screen out of it and moved this pattern. I sort of screened this image, which had been taken from an original architectural source, translated into a drawing, which then I took and made into a silk screen and re-screened that image onto a wall, thinking a lot about ideas of wallpaper. There was also color relationships that were important, but what interested me was this idea of creating an image that was not created by my own hand or tooled in a way. I think much of my work, although the hand is not necessarily present, this idea of time and the way the work is made is an important part of the piece. So I was interested in the process of silk screening and the way that one can generate multiple images quite quickly. Eventually, the silk screen became a part of the patterning on the work. And right now, what I'm interested in is juxtaposing nature and the interpretation of nature. A lot of the Islamic art that I was looking at in the Art Nouveau, there's a very particular take on how one is interpreting nature. And right now, I'm interested in this juxtaposition of images of natural, images of nature next to interpretations of it. The process of silk screening allows me to generate multiples of two-dimensional images. The images I have been using are patterns that are interpreted from nature, such as those mentioned above, but they are also images of nature itself. I have been interested in juxtaposing the two next to each other and orchestrating the composition of two-dimensional imagery and texture that floats and moves around the forms. Combining these processes has allowed me to approach each piece as an elaborate template for sculptural and pictorial ideas. I am interested in the opportunity for individual inquiry and innovation within these general and accessible frameworks, such as pottery, ornament, function. The juxtaposition of ideas and images, East and West, old and new, are revealed through the functional pot and reflect my own history of moving through cultures and continents. Thank you.